We'll start off with Maria listening in Mountain View, California. Hi, Maria.
Hi. I was wondering about Sacramento. You've been talking about the last couple of days. So I realized that, like, when you wear a miraculous medal, like, it obviously is a sign. You've talked about how it could be like a ring, like it shows that you're married. So you remember that, you know, you're devoted to Mary. However, I was wondering about when you get a priest to bless, say, a sacramental, like a rosary or your miraculous medal, do you also receive graces from that?
Great question. Well, not exactly, at least not if what you're saying means that you're thinking like the way we receive grace in the sacraments. In the sacraments, to use them as a counterpoint here, we receive sanctifying grace. And sanctifying grace is in us. It inheres in the soul. St. Paul uses the language of pouring out, how God pours out his grace into our hearts. So if you want to think about sanctifying grace as the grace that's in you, and it can intensify and increase, that's sanctifying grace. That's what we receive, among other ways, from the sacraments. Sacramentals are different. Sacramentals are what you might think of as external graces. They prepare us or they dispose us to have an increase of sanctifying grace in our life. One analogy that I have found helpful is that of a tugboat. And if you can picture, like, in a busy shipping harbor, the tugboats that nudge the big oil tankers and the tanker ships, the ocean liners, they nudge them so that they'll go in the direction that they need to go. Well, these actual graces that come to us from wearing sacramentals, praying the rosary, for example, and so forth, they're kind of like that. They're external to us. They're not sanctifying grace, but they help us to be able to grow in God's grace. So through prayer, for example, praying the rosary beads themselves are a sacramental. So in themselves, they don't impart grace, but they facilitate our ability to grow in sanctifying grace through prayer. So that's their connection with grace and us. Does that distinction seem clear to you?
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. However, I was just wondering, what is the point of getting a sacramental blessed by a priest then?
Well, because it gives due honor to that object. So let's say a crucifix, or I think you mentioned a miraculous medal or a rosary. It gives due honor to that, and it also attaches to it a sacredness that if it's unblessed, that it wouldn't have. Now, some people, and I'm not saying this is true of you, but some people might be superstitious and think that, well, this rosary is worthless unless I have it blessed by a priest. That's not true. Or that something doesn't have value if it's not blessed by a priest. Whenever possible, have your sacramentals blessed by a priest, and that's always a good thing to do. But it's not a, don't think of it in terms of like somehow this now has a magical power that it didn't used to have. Rather, it's that this article, whether a rosary or a blessed candle or an image of our Lord or something, that now this has been sort of set apart, dedicated for a sacred use. And doesn't mean that it couldn't have been used that way before, but in a more formal way now because it has this blessing. And blessed articles are very much part of the piety of the church. So it's a good thing to do that. And that's why we do that, to remind us and to really intensify our benefit from using sacramentals like praying the rosary. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. And just to clarify, so you can receive not sanctifying grace, but actual grace from, a miraculous medal with a priest's blessing or without it.
Yes, with or without. It's better to have articles blessed, but it's not for them to function as a sacramental does not require that they be blessed by a priest. So let's just say a beeswax candle that you have, a votive candle in church, and for whatever reason that candle has never been blessed by a priest, it's still a sacramental. And when you light the candle and it reminds you or it's symbolic to you of your prayers, and not only the flickering light is a reminder to you of maybe the flickering nature of your human frailty, but also the kind of continual prayer because the candle continues to burn for many hours. Those are all things that help us, and as I said, they help dispose us more so that we can receive sanctifying grace. But those graces are external to us like those tugboats are.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Maria. And next time you light a candle, say a little prayer for me. I would sure appreciate that.